test. Now, I've mentioned this this guy called Mr. Jones, Mr. Ken Jones. He came along to the WOW FM and basically saved a night and I, because we really didn't know how to do the RF site at all. He came along in his van and in his shorts and built this lovely antenna and put it up, and we switched it on, and oh my God, we could not believe how well it worked. It was just fantastic, 100 watts of glory, and like it went so much further and sounded so much better than 2VTR ever did. And the first in phase we did on it, I think it was on a Friday night, the WOW test ran from, I think it was Wednesday to Tuesday, so it was a 5-day test, so it's a 7-day test going over a weekend. Ken's actually on the line, so we'll just push the button. Now, I have to remember how to do this myself. I actually built it, but I don't remember how to work it. So if I push that button there... Hello, Mr. Jones? No? No? I can't actually work my own bloody things. Isn't that ridiculous? All right, well, we'll just keep going. The test at WOW FM, we're going to listen to another little excerpt now, and it's a little bit longer, and I'll just play it right now for you. This is another little excerpt from that outside broadcast from the WOW FM test here on... You're actually tuned to Swar FM. I might just remind you, this is Swar FM. And I'd also like to thank the other caller who called up about 20 minutes ago and said that he was enjoying the program. That was great. I had to get off the phone pretty quickly because I was in the middle of doing the show. This is often what happens on community radio. But anyway, yeah, thanks very much for calling for that. And as well, also welcome to Ken and Kerry, who are listening out there as well. I'll get Ken on the air a little bit later. Okay, the WOW FM excerpt number 2. Here we go.
Last thing, should I say, on 90.3 megahertz. From last Wednesday, actually. It's been a bit of a marathon for some of us. yes, okay. I'm talking live from a test broadcast here in St. Mary's. We have another group of individuals over there at Penrith in Neil's Court. And we might just cross to them now and then maybe see what sort of song that they want played.
Hi. I'm just working on my second cappuccino now, and it's a nice atmosphere. I'm enjoying the music there, Paul. I think it might be nice to let our listeners know that if they want to call the station, and we'd really love to hear from listeners, give us some feedback, what kind of music you want to hear, what kind of programs you'd like to hear. Give Mark a call on 02-02-833-1444. He's feeling a little bit lonely there in the studio.
Yeah,
give him a call and
actually,
say hi to him.
He's not really alone.
Actually, I'm not really alone. I've got my mum and dad here in the studio with me.
All right.
They heard me on the radio saying that I was lonely, so they popped in and just been having a chat.
Actually, when you ring 833-1444, you will probably get our little survey girl. Okay.
That's right. We're conducting a survey to gauge community response in what they need and what they would like to hear from us. We are conducting the test broadcast until next Tuesday, and after that we'll shut down. We'll probably put another one on around July. So
mid-July. I think it starts on the 17th, but that has not been confirmed.
No, let's not spread rumours. But
yeah, I suggest that everyone watches their local papers with great intent to find out just what's going on with WOW FM, and if they're even more interested in what's going on, they should turn up tomorrow to the studios at number 6 Collins Street, just behind St. Mary's Library, where the Mayor of Penrith, Alderman Faye Lopo, will officially open the studios to the public at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Don't forget to let our listeners know also that we're going to have lots of live music. It's going to be well and truly a celebration, and it's certainly a significant step in helping to bring the community together in this vast area. We're talking about an area between Penrith and Blacktown, and this test transmission is unprecedented, so it's quite a historic event as well. And another historic event, of course, is the three-way communication we've been able to set up thanks to the Penrith Telecom Business Services. Thanks, guys, for making this possible.
Yes.
Over to Mark in the studio. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Have you got something that's more recent on perhaps on a CD you want to play? Something that we can sort of get up and dance a bit to?
Yeah, Wally,
I've got a song by the UB40 from their Best Of album, Volume 1. It's called Rat In My Kitchen.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it, hey?
Let's hear it.
Well, what you've just heard there is an excerpt, quite a long excerpt, from the first WOW FM test. And I don't believe that WOW FM themselves have actually got access to that material, because I found it at the bottom of a box at home in a very old cassette that I actually had to repair in order to play it. But there it is, history in the making, the very first test broadcast. Who cares who it was for? It was the first test broadcast in this part of Sydney and was a definite forerunner to formation of Swar FM. On the line now, I've got Ken Jones, and we're actually going to go to Ken right now. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Paul.
Yep. And what does community radio mean to you?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do. And you can be pretty strong if you like.
Okay. Well, I'm very proud of the group of people that have finally set up Swar, or got it to where it is today. Hang on a sec. We've got a bit of feedback, so I'll just turn down the radio.
Oh, okay. Yep, it's all these technical things we're always worrying about here at Swar.
We're back again. Sorry about that, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, very proud of where the station is. I think you probably brought it to everyone's attention today during your speech, in that what we started with is now still running today, which is what I'm very proud of. But, there's a lot of heartache to get to where we got to. It was mentioned that there's only one member of a founding member still alive. Well, that's not true. There's three.
Yeah, that was a bit of a mistake on someone's
part. Yeah, I'm still alive, unless I'm talking from the grave, and the knight's out there at his fish and chip shop earning some money. But, we fought a lot to get to where we got to. There was a lot of despair at certain stages. I think we did it a bit of a relay. A knight would run with it for a couple of months or a year or so, and then he'd get jack of it, and then you'd come along and you'd put a lot of energy into it, and then the same thing had happened to you, and then I'd come along and, just went around in circles.
Yeah, well, that's going to kind of come out as the show progresses.
Oh, sorry, am I jumping too?
Yeah, no, that's okay.
But, there's a lot of committed people. I'm involved with a lot of other community radio stations around Sydney, and they all have the same commitment from volunteers who just want to put back into their community, and that's what it's really all about. And I'm, as I said, I'll say it again, I'm very proud of where this station's gone, and I'm very proud of the team of guys that are down there now, the guys and girls that are down there, and the youth. I think that's what we pushed. I think we were around 21 when we got started. We're now, 30-something, 35?
Yep.
And it was nice to hand the banner, or the baton, over to a young group of guys to run with it.
And it certainly was, and the secretary, mate, he's still at school.
Yeah, well, that's one thing we're really proud of. I think even one stage we had a guy who was bound in a wheelchair who was heavily involved. We've even had a blind guy that was heavily involved as well.
I believe he's a member again, by the way, if you're talking about David Cunningham.
Mr. Cunningham, yes.
Yes, yes. I'm not privy to the records of Swar FM now, but I think there's something going on there.
Oh, good. The guy that was vision impairment. He lived up in the mountains.
Oh, Mark Bobak.
Mark Bobak.
Yeah, we'll probably hear from him later.
Never seen so much energy from a person who had disability, and you wouldn't think he did a better radio program than me, as you'll probably find out later tonight.
Yeah, we'll hear from you as well later.
Yeah, my ums and ahs and
yeah, you'll be able to, Kerry will be able to hear what you're saying. And
my eye opener.
Yeah, well, maybe not just eye opener, maybe something else. Maybe something more recent.
Great, thanks.
Remember the marathons? I'll leave it there.
Oh, crikey. Oh, no, we can talk about that one later on tonight. I'd like to get into that one and talk to people about the energy that went into those things.
Yep. Okay, Joe. Now, he's only left one name. It's just Joe. And apparently he was the one who called up earlier and saying he was listening to the show and loving it. And actually a good friend of you, Ken.
Joe DiGiorgio?
I'm not sure it was Joe. I don't think it sounded like Joe DiGiorgio.
Joe. Know a lot of Joes, but maybe they can call back and leave their surname and let me know who they were.
Yeah, okay. Well, Joe, if you're out there, I hope you enjoy the show and continue to enjoy it. We're now going to continue on with the show, and I'm going to play this song next because I'm going to move out of the WOW FM situation. Basically, WOW FM fell over in a bit of a heap back then because all of a sudden, when we were doing the test broadcast... yes, you can get that phone call. Thanks.
I think they've actually got that problem now, haven't they?
Well, I'm not back to go into the problems they got now, but back then, all of a sudden, from the nooks and crannies around the place, these people came out of the woodwork and started to try and exercise control on us who'd previously never been there. And it actually turned out that we weren't even members of the board when,
I've still got the ticket that basically says you have no voting rights whatsoever.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole thing fell over in a heap, and we were very quick to get out of there. I think Knight was the first to bail, and I was pretty quick after his heels. I think, Ken, you stayed on for another test, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a guy, Clive Dorrington, who came along, and I kind of handed the baton over to him, and he ended up being station manager a short while later.
Yep, anyway, we'll go into what happened to Clive and that soon as well, because that's the whole Air FM situation. That's another important one.
Yep.
Joe Hammond,
oh yes, he's a solicitor out at Penrith. I think he's waiting for a letter from me, but Joe, if you're listening, I'll get it to you soon, mate. I've been pretty busy. But no, Joe does a children's program.
That Joe Harmon.
Yeah.
It's Joe Harmon.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know the Joe you're talking about now. Yeah, I just didn't pick his voice on the phone.
Yeah, no, Joe, he's very committed to his community, and we enjoy having him out there. He does a children's program, and I think he was heavily involved with WOW and getting them up and going. I think he's experienced the same thing that we've experienced with other stations. But, no, Joe, thank you for your support, mate, and I'll plug you. Bring Joe if you need any family solicitor work.
Yep.
Help me out with my first one.
Great one. Okay, we're going to go with this next song.
As Kerry just said, I won't need it for the second one.
No, you won't. I'm pretty positive about it. I went to Ken's wedding and I think it's going to work real good.
Thanks. That's what community radio does to marriages.
Yep. Oh, come on.
I had to get it in there, Paul.
Yeah. We just got to get our priorities right. And I think after 12 years...
I learnt a lot. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'll talk too much.
Yeah, okay. Gary Clale, here we go.
There's something wrong with human nature.
Chug, 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 chug.
Pleasure. other half lives.
All over the world!
They put their hands in their pockets.
You're with SWRFM, and that was Garland Jeffries. Sorry, actually, no, it's Gary Clough. Sorry, Garland Jeffries coming up next. Gary Clough and Human Nature. And why is that song so relevant? Well, have you ever wondered why this name SWRFM exists? Why is this station called SWRFM? Well, it's all sorted up in that song, really, because I'm now going to share with you why SWRFM was created. Basically, when WowFM fell over in a heap, I spent a while studying lots of different community radio stations in Sydney and how they got their licences and why and how the whole thing worked. And in July 2001, the idea of SWRFM was first floated. The reason being, basically, a knight and I were driving around in his, what at the time was, I think, a yellow Sigma. We would just get in the car and drive on a Saturday night and maybe drive out to Manly or, I don't know, somewhere near the Spit or something like that. I don't know, who cares? But we heard that song come on the radio. That was Gary Clough, Human Nature. We just turned around to each other. The knight turned around to me and said, we must play that song on the radio. It must be played. It's a good song and it must be played on the radio. We've got to do something. Something has to be done. It was, and as we drove along, the name SWRFM was born. SWR technically stands for Standing Wave Ratio, and that is a technical term for the amount of power that is reflected back from an antenna when the forward power is sent up the tower. There's always a little bit of power reflected back. So, for example, on our tower at Horsley Park, you might have 100 watts being sent up the tower. You might have about 1 or 1.5 watts being reflected back. Now, obviously, you don't want much power reflected back at all. You want that to be as small as possible. Ideally, you want the ratio to be 1-to-1. In other words, all the power going up and none coming back. Every little bit of power that you send up the stick gets radiated out into the community. And that was the reason. It doesn't make sense to a lot of people, I'm sure, but that is why Swire FM, the name, was born. In the car that night, listening to Gary Clale and Human Nature, turning around to each other and saying, you know, we've got to do some sort of test broadcast so that we can play this song. And I can assure you, Gary Clale's Human Nature was one of the first songs played, but not the first, as we're about to find out shortly. In October 1991, there was a meeting at Ken Jones' place to discuss possible options. And Swire FM then was well and truly born. We decided we were going to do the test. At that stage, there wasn't even an incorporated association. We just said, OK, let's do a test. 7 days, let's get on with it and just have a good time and show them that community radio can really be done and people can actually get on the air. And you don't need to go through all the politics and all the mucking around, all the horror that we've been dealt with in the past. So the first test was planned. Basically, what happened is Ken, Anite and myself drafted our family and friends to help us with the test. Names that come to mind are Warren and Stuart Jackson, Peter Chambers, Rob Gattiza, if he's out there at all, was heavily involved. Lloyd Bunting, I think he was someone who came in and stayed with the station for quite a while. And to be honest, a bit like I said this morning, Swire FM was treated a bit as a joke. I suppose in someone's minds it might have possibly been a get back at WOW, but really it was basically to say, look, we don't need all this politics, we don't need all this mucking around, we can just get on the air and have community radio, we can be right here, right now. And that's why the theme became Right Here, Right Now. What you're going to hear right now, of course, is what everyone's been waiting to hear. This is the excerpt from the first ever test that Swire FM ever broadcast. And ever since this first test, this was the 24th of January 1991, ever since then this theme has been Swire FM's own personal theme, which is of course Jesus Jones, Right Here, Right Now. I'm not going to play that song until the very end tonight, but I am going to play this. This is what it sounded like that very first test when it started. And I were there, and I think Ken was on the radio, as we'll hear a bit later. And, of course, Jesus Jones was played. Please note that the phone numbers and details given in this are false because they're 12 years old, so don't go sending your letters or ringing up, please.
On 88.3 FM SWR Test Broadcasting, that is our theme song and a song that you will hear quite often throughout this test, and a very appropriate song for us because this is, we feel, the ideal time to start community radio in the Penrith Blacktown area, and this is what it's all about. Good morning, Paul.
You're listening to SWR's first test broadcast. We're test broadcasting at a power of 100 watts from our temporary studios in Emerton on a frequency of 88.3 megahertz. If you are picking us up, if you are liking what you're listening to, we are very anxious to have reception reports. Please call the studio direct on 8322 331 and give us an idea of how you're receiving us. That's 8322 331.
Thank you, Paul. Well, I'm an ICANN, and I'm going to be in until pretty much until this afternoon, playing you music, and I will of course fill you in later on our programs throughout the next 7 days. And we've got a very full program for you, and a lot of interesting things happening, Paul.
Yes. I might just quickly run you through today's program. This morning until 9.30 we have Anite's studio opening program. Then at 9.30 we have the Marx Brothers for half an hour of their...
Actually, it's only 15 minutes. Marx Brothers are 15 minutes.
10 o'clock we have an hour of classical music. 10 o'clock we have 2 hours of classical music. 12 o'clock we'll have the lunchtime concert, which today features Steve Winwood. 1 o'clock we'll have a world of music with a lot of multicultural programming. At 2 o'clock we've got Top 40 Favourites with Mr. Jeff Lawson. 4 o'clock we've got Music with a Message, and that's with me, Paul. 5 o'clock we've got Country Corner. 7 o'clock Eye Opener with Ken Jones. That's an interesting one. And 9 o'clock we have a new wave music attack with John and Mike. And of course, midnight till dawn, we have In Phase Overnight with all its album music.
A pretty full program, and as I said, I'll fill you in later on a lot of the things we've got coming up. Community radio is about filling the community in on what's happening around it. So if you are interested in community radio, as Paul has given you the number, call us on 832-2331.
Okay, everybody, lie down on the floor and keep calm.
Yep, and that was, of course, the second test that was ever... second song that was ever played on Swar FM, KLF. A very popular song at the time. Another popular song at the time, Garland Jeffries and Hail Hail Rock and Roll. A great song. We used to play it all the time because of the bass and the way we could use it to test the compressor. Matt Reed will love this one. Let's go with it.
Too late for changing the color of her, the color of him. It really does matter what skin you're in.
Stop playing with the FM Pro, Matt.
The taxi cab, pass me by. Stop on the next corner to pick up a white guy. The color of you, the color of me. You can't judge a man. Looking at the marquee. Hell, hell, rock and roll. Comes from R&B and soul. Don't leave me standing in the cold. Used to think I'd never grow old. Hell, hell, rock and roll. Don't leave me standing on the beat. Leave me stranded on the street. I see the light, I feel the heat. Blame it on you, blame it on me. Now let's erase the wound that's in our history.
Garland Jeffries and Hail Hail Rock and Roll. What a fantastic track that was back in 1992 when Swar FM performed its first test from the 24th of January 1992 at 8 a.m. on the frequency of 90.3 megahertz. 88.3 megahertz that first test was, and that was from the Emerton Baptist Centre, or it was back then. I think it's now actually a Tongan church. It was sold, and the building was sold, and it's now known as the Tongan Church in Australia on Popondetta Road. A little hall, a little building, in the, a little room in the back of the hall that was there. And for that test, every bit of gear was borrowed or stolen. Actually, a lot of the gear that we used for that test was actually manufactured for the WOW test. There was one particular mixer that we used, which is an old Q-Tech mixer, 12-channel mixer, which I had, and it had been, it was the most heavily modified thing you have ever seen. For example, this mixer never originally had a Q channel, but it did after we finished with it. And it was probably, certainly wasn't the easiest thing to drive, and the top priority of the technical committee of Swire FM from that point was to design and build a mixer panel which would be easy for everyone to use, and that was a very early priority for Swire FM. We'll go into that more later. The very first test of Swire FM was made a success because the local papers supported it very heavily. It took us by surprise. Everyone tuned in. The phone just melted every day, and all sorts of new people would just come walking into the studio saying, I want to be part of this. And one of them was Erna Szabo. We also had Susan Cooper. And up on the tower, we had good old Pocket Rocket, made for $15. I think it was $15. Ken might be able to tell me, maybe it was $50. It was, certainly wasn't much, and this thing worked so well. The Swire was one to one. It was just really great. And compared to what there was around the rest of the city at the time in the way of regional community stations, it was blowing everyone else off the face of the earth. It was just fantastic how everyone could just walk in and do a show. I think the budget for that first test was less than $300, and we had no sponsors whatsoever, apart from a couple of people who we gave some announcements to because they'd helped us. For example, I think it was Munchies Photography was one of them, and David Reed Electronics or something like that. And I think King Rat Videos, which of course later morphed into Casablanca Videos. That was Rob Gattisa's business that he still runs, and actually does quite a bit of Panthers work nowadays, along with Ken Jones. Okay, we're going to go back into listening to some more excerpts from the very first test. This is this is the little gap between the second and third song. I'm going to play this because it just gives you a little bit more of an idea of the excitement that was on the airwaves on that very first test here on the very first Swire FM test broadcast.
On SWRFM, that is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and If You Leave, that's from their latest CD single, which features their new song Pandora's Box, which will be played on a program called In Phase on Friday night at 7
yes.
o'clock.
You're listening to SWR Public Radio Association's first test broadcast, and as you can see this morning, we've got a program of music. There's a lot of music on this particular community station because music is an important part of our lives, particularly out here in the West, I think. And you'll hear just about every type of music ever recorded on this particular station, I think, after everyone's had their fair share at playing or spinning the discs. If you'd like, well, we invite you to very much call us on 832-2331. That's 832-2331.
Please note that number's disconnected now.
Give us an idea of how you're receiving us or picking us up, or if you like what the programs are all about or something like that. Yes, do so. If not, just continue.
Yes, well, that's our another excerpt. We're going to move on now to a few more little excerpts from the very first Swire FM test. Ken Jones, way back there at the beginning of Swire FM, used to have his own show. Did you know he used to have his own show? And it used to be called Eye Opener. And this is what it sounded like, Ken.
Good evening and welcome back to Eye Opener. We're going a little bit over time, but that's okay because I'm doing the next program as well, so I'm biting into my own time. I hope you've enjoyed tonight. What we've tried to do over the last week with Eye Opener is to introduce to the community what we're trying to present with Eye Opener, and we really want to cover a broad spectrum, but we need input from the community. So if you've got any subjects you might like discussed, researched, etc., send us a letter to post office.
Yeah, well, we won't need to hear what they said to the letters too, because that box is now well and truly disconnected. But that's what Ken sounded like on his very first show. Ken also did lots of other things. He, like me, was very much into the technology of it all, of linking things together. And this was long before we had any sort of computers that worked, and everything was very analog. One of the things that Ken had taken a lot of time to do was to set up a lot of two ways, most likely borrowed from his work. And one of the days he used this two-way to very diligently report an accident on the M4 motorway. Let's hear what happened back then in 1992. Here's Ken's special report.
And we hope that when we're given a licence in years to come, that we'll be able to perhaps manufacture a complete studio on a shoestring using much the same techniques. Ken. That's Ken Jones, our RF engineer, who's just can't wait to get on air.
We've got a major accident on the freeway here, if you want to
hear. Oh, OK, we can just do that.
Well, I'm just seeing the fire brigade going up the wrong way of the F4 freeway, and paddy wagons flying down there as well, and traffic's being diverted off the freeway at the moment down near the Granville section of the freeway.
Oh, that's the F4, is it? Down, is that up near the new toll gates, over?
That's correct. I've got a truck in front of me at the moment. I can't actually see what the accident is, but there's no traffic coming towards the city. People actually pulling up and smashing into each other as well in the process of trying to get off the freeway.
Oh, right. I think someone's probably driven into those concrete barriers that are separating the lanes, over.
Yeah, I'll be down there in a sec to let you know.
Okay, we'll be standing by.
Okay, you're listening to Swire FM on 88.3, as you just heard from Ken, who is right at this very moment out there on the road at Granville. There has definitely...
SWR-FM.
Too many walls have been built in between us.
SWRFM, and that particular song is one that's very close to my heart. Kathy Dennison, 2B Walls. Yeah, DOD. It's not supposed to break up during the history show. That is a very important track in community radio. There are too many walls between every person on this planet, and that used to be always played down the line from any OB that Swire FM ever did, in an attempt to suggest that Swire FM was attempting to break down some of those walls. And it was a very appropriate song, just as appropriate then as it is now. Okay, let's get back to the fun and seeing if I can embarrass my friends. Now, well, let's hear a bit more from Mr. Jones.
Metallica. Oh,
not Metallica. Detour.
Detour. Sorry, Makita. I just said almost live. Well, live from cassette. Well, that was the end of Eye Opener. Hopefully, people will tune in next broadcast for more from Eye Opener. Tonight, we're going for a strange mix. We're going to try to tell you all about Prince. Yes, Prince, as people have called him, the Purple Prince. As the girls in the studio say, eh. Now, Prince is a true artist. I don't know about his lifestyle and that, but I love his music. And we're going to try to give you a fair bit of his variety of music over the next hour and a half. There goes his cassette. I just broke his first cassette. Prince was born Prince Roger Nelson. I'll be giving you highlights all the way through some of his songs. We'll start off with one of his first albums.
Yeah, we'll just let Ken start off there. What you're listening to is excerpts from the first test, and that particular one was of the last show that was done on the very first test, which was, as has been said, Ken performing a Prince show. And he sounded quite good on the air, and he sort of dropped away and didn't really do any shows on Swire FM after that. It's a shame, really, because Ken's great on the air, and as you can hear, although he occasionally repeats himself, it's top-notch community radio stuff. And whilst I certainly wouldn't agree with his attitude towards Prince, I respect that, because in Swire FM we all respect each other's tastes for what we want to play on the air. This next one, let's hear the first stuff up. Let's hear the first stuff up on Swire. This happened as a result of two CDs being the machine at the same time. It's quite funny, and have a listen to it now. How are you? It's nice to see your face. Yes, Swire FM. And a night we'll just talk while I get the CD out and find out who did that.
Well, Paul, just a short while ago I was talking to a lovely lady, Susan Cooper from Bidwell, who said that we've been doing a great job, and we just like to say that it's for the community we've been doing this, and it's the ladies like Susan Cooper and the ladies sitting out at Linnell's at the moment enjoying the music out there in Grace Brothers in Mount Druitt. They're the people we're doing it for, and we really feel very pleased that they see the worth in the whole project.
Yes, I think the unbelievable, totally overwhelming success of this test broadcast would almost certainly have to go to the Blacktown City Star and the Mount Druitt St Mary Standard, who have got right behind this project and literally spread the word everywhere. I suppose I can only commend those papers too much. If you want to get some news out or something like that, just go and see them, and they'll be more than glad to help you.
Yeah, so this next track we're playing for Susan, who requested some ABBA, but we'll also play this track for all those ladies down in the salon out there at Linnell's, and to Colleen, who's been listening. And Colleen's been probably our SWRFM's biggest supporter by way of through her husband Ken, and also by
yes.
The great flower arrangement in the corner, which we absolutely appreciate.
Yeah, it certainly makes
Has
a change, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, for all those people, Susan, Colleen, and the ladies out there at Linnell's, here's ABBA for you.
Crazy. That's actually, I tend to think that's probably the sound effect. Oh, no, it's not.
That is the sound effects tape. You left two CDs in the machine.
All right, well, we'll just try that again.
It's community radio.
I'll just let you know what that really was. That was actually a bar fight.
Now we'll have it. ABBA.
Yeah, well, that was the first stuff up on Community Radio SWRFM, and I can assure you there has been thousands upon thousands upon thousands since that day. You are tuned to SWRFM, licensed community broadcaster here in Blacktown, Fairfield and Holroyd. You're with Paul, and we are going through the history of this organisation's test broadcasts. We're currently playing back excerpts from its very first test in January 1992. We're nearly finished. We're just going to have a listen to what it sounded like. Right at the very end of the first test, and I invited those in the room to just say a little bit about what community radio meant to them. And we've already heard what Ken had to say regarding that on the phone today. But let's hear what a few people had to say back then in 1992.
Off the cake. My friends have gone out here and have got me a cake. This test broadcast has been great because we've made some new friends and brought a few close friends closer together. So
maybe a little too close.
So the yes. So we'll. Ken's coming in here now, and we're going to have the live cutting of the cake on. He's in the other studio, is he?
He's coming.
Oh, I've got to wait now.
Pad.
Okay. 11 minutes past 8 on SWRFM. The mic level is very high. And he's gonna.
We can have that ambience in stereo.
For apologise.
Okay.
I'm here. I got some Billy Idol.
Oh, good. Out. Good. Okay. Are we going to apologise to who? Donna and Leah.
Leah.
Okay.
We'll
all right. Okay.
Happy birthday, Art.
Thank you very much,
happy
guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dave Nolan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, look, that's great.
Hooray.
Oh, yummy. Chocolate cake.
25 today.
Yes.
25.